setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We are here to help you discover what you were born to do and then actually do it to your full potential, because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed and you must do it. I don't think you have the option to just check out and go, no, I'm going to live a life of average. Now, you can do that, but I just don't think that's your option. I think you're selling the world short if that's what you do. So, 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It is a caller-driven show where I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in one call. But before we get to the phones, I just want to touch on something very, very briefly. I saw some research recently that said a third of people don't know what they're good at. They don't know their strengths. They don't know their talent. And it's mind-blowing to me. And I think there's two groups, and the research bears it out. It's not a one reason. The two major reasons are, number one, there's this modesty. There's this human decency. There's this reluctance, all kind of as a cocktail that society has created for us, or we don't want to come across like we're bragging. But if somebody asks you directly, what are you good at? You shouldn't be all sheepish. If you're in a job interview and somebody says, what are your top talents? You're going to go, well, I really don't have any. I mean, it's absurd, right? So you're not going to do that in that situation. But here's what's interesting. We tend to kind of slow play or downplay what we're gifted at. That's one reason. The second reason, and this is the bigger reason, I believe, is that people cannot articulate it. I think they have a sense, and deep down they know what they're good at. But the problem is, as within any area of our lives, if somebody asks you to describe something that you have no intimate knowledge of, you didn't see it, you've never seen it, you can't describe it. If you're in the area of an accident, but you didn't actually see the accident, you just saw the aftermath, and the police come up and go, did you see the accident? Do you know what happened? What are you going to say? If you're an honest person, you're going to say no, because you didn't see it. So you can't describe what happened. You cannot describe what you can't see. So when it comes to people discussing, even on this program, we've had people call in many times. They get all locked up on me, and I got to dig, I got to push, I got to shock them in the moment to actually say what they believe. But many times they haven't seen it. So self-awareness, or a lack of self-awareness, is why so many people can't identify what they're good at. Tragically, they've not had people in their life that matter to them actually point out, you're really gifted at this. So if people said, hey, you're really good at this, this comes easy for you. This self-awareness piece, just to be able to say, what comes easy for me? What do people compliment me on? Well, here's the reality. As shocking as it seems, there are a lot of people that have rarely received a compliment like that. Like, you're really good at this. You've got some talent here. The environment in which we live and operate in has a lot to do with how aware we are of ourselves. So I point all this out to say, if you're in that boat, you have got to begin to do some self-discovery. Call the program. Take the Get Clear Career Assessment at kencoleman.com. If you invest 15 minutes and let us ask you questions digitally and walk you through the process, you're going to begin to see and become aware of the way the rest of the world sees you. But let me just give you this. If you're a human being, listen to me. You're talented. God didn't just forget when it came to you. It's not like the cartoons we've seen where God's on an assembly line and he got tired, he needed a swig of water, turned his back, and you slipped through. If you're a human, I've got news for you. You have talent. So get aware of it. It's tragic to me that so many people are walking around not aware or not confident in what they are good at. Here's why this is tragic. For people who never truly discover what they were created to do, it's because they never get past the first indicator, talent. There are three indicators that all of us have. Talent is what we're good at. Passion is work we love to do. It's just the task, the function, the role itself. We love the work. And then finally, mission, results that matter deeply to us. All work creates results. You must have passion and mission in alignment. You got to be doing work you love that also creates results that matters deeply to you. That's when you're on purpose. So the Get Clear Career Assessment, it's there. Call me with your results. Let's begin to tie all this together, because if you're on purpose in your work, you're on purpose in your life. You cannot separate work from your personal life. You just cannot. And you should not, because we were created to contribute through our work. You get on purpose in your work, watch how your relationships get in alignment. An unhappy dude at work is an unhappy dad, an unhappy husband. I'm just going to tell you. If you feel like you don't matter at work, you start to feel like you don't matter everywhere else. I cannot deny this. It's a very slippery slope. When your work doesn't matter to you, you begin to think that your work doesn't matter at all. And then the really scary slide is when we begin to think that we don't matter. This show isn't about you getting a really great job so you can get a great paycheck. The title of my new book is From Paycheck to Purpose, the clear path through the seven stages that I teach to doing work you love. When you love your contribution, you are working and living on purpose, making the unique contribution that the world needs from you. 90,000 plus hours. Why don't you just soak on that number for a second? 90,000 plus hours is what the average American will spend at work in their lifetime. Now I want you to just think through your day, your normal day. You have 24 hours. We all get the same amount of time. Between sleep and work, there's not a whole lot left over. And if you're like me and Stacy, we got three teenagers right now. I spend half of my time when I'm not at work or sleeping, driving these kids around. I'm a professional freaking Uber driver. If I'm not showing up on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning with some juice, because I know that I'm going to be doing work that I love. I'm going to be spending 80% of my day doing something I'm good at. Whoo, that feels nice. Think about the opposite. I'm going to spend 80% of my day doing something that I love. Ooh, that's nice. Think about the opposite. I'm going to spend 80% of my day creating results that connect deeply to my values. If I'm not doing that, how bad must the day be? What am I thinking about? What am I tempted by? Uh-oh. What am I giving back? How am I interacting with my kids when I am the Uber driver? Don't tell me this stuff doesn't matter deeply. It matters. Not to mention all the people on the other end of our work. When we're doing what we're supposed to do, we're making the world a better place. So here we go. Coming up, we take your calls. We dive deep. This is The Ken Coleman Show.
You can climb the ladder and make a great living by doing work that's meaningful to you. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. If you're looking to grow, lead, and make an impact, this book is for you. It has the step-by-step plan to taking your career to the next level. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Promoted Bonus Pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com.
Welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, helping men and women get clear so they can get qualified, helping them get connected so they can get started, helping them get promoted so they can get the dream job. Why? To work like no one else, to live like no one else, to give yourself away It's no longer about income. The income is there, but now it's about impact. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Josh joins us there. Josh, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, John. Yeah. Hey, Ken. How
yeah,
are you?
I was going to say, I'm Ken. I got confused as well. Josh, what's going on?
Alrighty. So right now I'm kind of at a impasse. Right now I'm driving Uber full-time, and I'm kind of maxed out on that for income. I also work part-time as a line cook at a local hotel. So my income this year is going to be roughly $45,000 to $50,000. Now I'm looking to next year to make $100,000 so I can work my way to starting my own food truck and food cart business.
Great.
Just not quite sure what the specific steps I should be looking at doing.
How are you going to double your income in the next year? What's the plan?
That's what I'm trying to work out.
Oh, okay. You just said, hey, I want to make 100, but we don't know how we're going to make 100.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you made 100, how much of that would you be able to save towards the food truck?
Would be about 50,000.
Okay, good. All right, so at least we have an idea, right? We know, okay, if I made 100, I could save 50. How much is the food truck going to cost you?
So I have all the equipment. What I really need to open doors is a actual commercial kitchen due to state laws.
Okay, but how does that play? You have to forgive me. I'm completely ignorant here. So how does that play into the truck? If you need commercial kitchen equipment, is that in the truck itself? You put it in the truck?
So how New Hampshire operates their food trucks is the truck is kind of an extension, like a catering style system.
Okay. So what do you have to buy? And how much is it going
to
cost?
Buy commercial refrigerators.
Okay.
A 3-bay sink and a hand washing sink that's not used for food prep.
Okay. And what about the truck itself?
Truck itself, I actually have all of the...
Okay, so...
I have actually a couple of popcorn cards, hot dog cards.
Okay, so how much money do you need to be able to buy everything to get started?
I would estimate about $10,000 total.
Okay, then...
For equipment.
Okay, you see what I'm trying to do here, my friend? I'm trying to help you make that extra money, but I'm confused. Do you need to make 50 more,
right,
or do you need to make 10 more?
So, my problem is I don't have a physical location.
No, brother.
Is the problem.
Okay, no. Well, the problem is you and I aren't communicating well. How much more money do you need to make to be able to save $10,000 to be able to finish buying this equipment? All you need is 10, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. So, you don't need to make 50 more. Am I right?
Right.
Okay, so let's figure out how to make 10,000 more. Basically, how do we put 10 grand in the bank, and then that will allow you to get the equipment? Now, then you've got to be able to say, okay, if I've got the 10,000, I've got the equipment, and now I can start making money on the side with my food truck. True or false?
False, because I need to rent out the kitchen.
Okay, I am so confused right now. So let me just focus on how you can make more money. Okay, because you and I we're not connecting. I don't know why. You need to sit down and go, here's my reality. I'm going to make $45,000 to $50,000 this year as a line cook and an Uber driver.
Yeah.
I've got at least 10,000 plus something else that you got to get. Whatever the cash is, go get it. I mean, you got to work a third job or go replace the two jobs you've got. To me, it's one or the other. Either I add a third job, or I go, all right. As a line cook, I'm making X amount of dollars. And as an Uber driver, I'm making X amount of dollars. What are you making per hour if you look at the amount of hours you're working on Uber? How much are you making per hour?
I make between 25 and 30 an hour.
Okay, great. So Uber's paying pretty well. How much are you making as a line cook?
It is about 19 an hour.
All right, so then I would step back from the line cook and I'd drive more Uber, or I would drop the line cook job and see if I can find another $25 an hour job. And so now I'm making more money there if I got to do a third job. The bottom line is you got to make money. And so you have a couple options. I drop Uber, line cook altogether, and I get a better paying job that pays me 60, 70, 80. Or this is just a simple math game. And for you, the dream is the food truck, true or false?
True.
Great. So all that matters is the $10,000 plus all the other things I was trying to figure out. You know what I'm assuming you're not confused. You know what it's going to take to launch the business. Yes?
Correct.
All right, then go make the money. It's a simple, listen, we are in the best job economy we have ever seen. 10.4 million jobs right now available in the United States. Companies are offering signing bonuses. They're offering free college tuition. Listen, Josh, go to work. Ken, how do I increase my income? Get a better job or get a third job. It's that simple. 844-747-2577. Leesburg, Virginia is where we go next. Peter, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Hello, Peter.
Hi. Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you well. How can I help?
Hey, doing good. It's great to speak with you.
Good.
So I'll just get to it. So I've been applying for jobs, and I landed a job offer with Company A and started working for them. And I told my friends and family, and everyone was pretty excited for me and everything. So then about 2 weeks later, sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay. You're doing great.
All right. Yeah, so Company B gave me a job offer, essentially with more pay and more benefits. And so overall, it's a bigger company. So after doing the research and everything, I accepted the new offer. And I broke the news with Company A. Basically, I told them that, hey, you know, I found a new opportunity, better aligns with my personal career goals. And they understood, but they were disappointed. So my question is really, how do I get over that guilt of leaving a company so abruptly after just working for them? Because, you know, when I tell my families and friends, I get like mixed responses, like some are happy, but then some are like, you shouldn't be jumping jobs so much. So then that's essentially my question. Like, how do I get over that guilt?
Is this the best opportunity for you right now?
Both jobs were really good opportunities. I feel like if Company B didn't offer me the job, then I feel that I would have had a good time with them. But I feel like, you know, after doing the research and everything, I really feel that Company B was the right choice.
Okay. So who cares what your friends and family are saying? Is it the right choice or not?
In my heart, yeah, it is.
Of course it's the right choice. Let me put it this way. Let's say that all the friends and family that you've gotten comments from were all positive. Would you be calling me right now with this particular question?
No.
No. So somebody that matters to you said something that made you feel like you're a flake for taking a really good opportunity. Is that about what happened?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, hold on. No. See, now your feelings are getting involved because you thought I was slamming that person. I'm not slamming them. I'm just putting the question to you. Somebody that has influence in your life poo-pooed this decision, and it's making you question it. That's what happened. Now, here's the reality. Yeah. Is it their life or your life?
It is my life.
Okay, great. Then do it and stop feeling guilty about it. Did you do anything wrong ethically?
No.
No. So look them in the eye and go, love you, appreciate you. This is the right move for me. Or just smile and wave. Right? Like, at the end of the day, it's your life, your decision. You've done nothing wrong. You're not a flake for taking a better situation. Certainly not now. Listen to me, folks. Economists are calling 2021 the Great Resignation. I'm on doing national media on this stuff. Everybody's moving. Go. Do your thing. Don't look back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, continuing to help you answer the age-old question that so many people struggle to answer. Why am I here? Here's the short answer. To use what you do best, to do work you love, to produce results that matter deeply to you. That is an area of contribution that the world needs. 844-747-2577. Let's get back to the phones in just a moment. I want to mention the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. For years, people said, hey, Ken, I love The Proximity Principle, my last bestseller. But it was really written for people who know what they want to do and how do you beat the competition? How do you kind of break through and leverage connections to bring opportunities quicker? That's really the heart of that book written. And it comes primarily out of stage three, which is get connected, of the seven stages. Well, From Paycheck to Purpose is now the seven stages, full deep dive. It's for anybody. You want to move into a job where you're doing office admin work because you really enjoy it and you love the results. Great. But if you want to take over the world and launch your own business, you want to be a C-suiter, it doesn't matter. You want to go into ministry, it doesn't matter. From Paycheck to Purpose, the clear path to doing work you love is the guide up the mountain. It'll help you figure out the mountain along with our Get Clear Career Assessment. Fantastic, fantastic tool that honestly been working on for 2 years because I knew that the larger audience, we need the path. And so the seven stages unveiled in this new book. It's available for pre-order right now. Comes out on November the 9th. If you pre-order now, you get for $20, you get the ebook, the audio book, the Get Hired Digital course, my resume templates, a ticket to our live stream event coming up later this fall, and Ramsey Plus, all of our money tools from Ramsey Solutions. You get all of that for only $20. Also, there is a bundle for $30 that gives you all of that, plus for $10, the $30 Get Clear Career Assessment. All of that, very easy to understand at kencoleman.com. Check it out. All right, let's get to the phones. Fiona joins us in Baltimore, Maryland. Fiona, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you, Ken?
Fiona, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm here.
Yeah, come on. That's good, though. The fact that you're here tells me we've got some possibilities. What's going on?
So I am at a point where I know that my current job, like I know I need to transition from my current, position. Mm-hmm. But I feel kind of like frozen, like physically frozen. Right now I'm in a bad place where like in the morning I'm physically like unable to move and get to work.
What's so bad at work that, and by the way, I've been there before. I know what that feels like. So what's the cause of that?
I feel like the workload is a lot. I feel just a lot of anxiety. I barely get any sleep at night because my brain is constantly going on and on, like thinking about, what I'm going to have to do when I get to work. And
yeah.
It just never feels like, it feels like I can never accomplish everything. And
what then are you, there's what's, the, what's your current role?
Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher.
So completely overwhelmed by all the stuff you have to do. And I'll bet you a bunch of that doesn't have anything to do with what's going on in the classroom. Am I right?
Yeah.
I hear that from so many teachers. Yeah.
For me, my fifth year of teaching, I've struggled from the beginning, but I always thought, how they say, the beginning is hard, it's going to get easier, obviously with the way that things have gone, it has not gotten better.
Sure. Let me ask you this, and I know mm-hmm. you've had a kind of a hard journey for 5 years, and by the way, you're not alone. I talked about a month ago on this program, it was a news article that talked about the amount of teachers that are resigning and walking away this year. And I talked about it and I went on a mini rant here on the program and talked about how the education system is what's broken, not the teachers. And it's putting so much unnecessary pressure on our teachers. And as a result, pushing good men and women out of a vitally important profession. And you wouldn't believe the amount of teachers that actually spoke up on the Instagram post. They're just like, Ken, thank mm-hmm. you for sharing this. So first things first, you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you, okay? But if for a moment you can suspend all of the crap emotionally that you're dealing with, is there a part of teaching that you really love, even if it's a small part? Is there? If it is, tell me. What do you love about teaching?
I mean, I love sharing my knowledge, you know, with others. But again, I don't know. I don't feel like I've experienced that.
Why haven't you?
In the classroom.
So in the classroom, you're not teaching a subject that you're passionate about?
I am.
What subject?
I just never, foreign languages, world languages.
Okay, so you're a foreign language teacher, and yet you've never had the opportunity to share your knowledge. Why is that?
I mean, I have like what they call imposter syndrome, where I feel like I'm not, I'm not good enough. I don't know how to do my job, I guess.
Okay, wait. Did you say imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. That's just good old-fashioned doubt.
Yeah.
I doubt that I have the ability to do this and teach these kids. Is that true or false? Are you able to teach these kids foreign languages, yes or no?
Somewhat.
No, that's not an option. What does somewhat mean?
Because it depends on the kids, I guess.
Okay, time out. Okay, great. Now we're getting somewhere. So I'm going to ask you the question again, and I want you to be, we're going to be real nerdy on the usages of our words right now.
Okay.
Do you have the ability to teach a foreign language to a person who wants to learn it?
Yes.
See how I changed the question?
Mm-hmm.
Part of being a teacher, are you on the high school level?
I was. I'm in the middle now.
Where are you at, middle school?
Yes.
Okay, that's even worse. Middle schoolers are the dumbest human beings on the planet. We all know this. I'm a parent of two. So I'm not picking on middle schoolers. Don't anybody freak out with what I just said. It's an absolute fact that with all the hormone changes, their immaturity, it's like the perfect storm of idiocy. Middle school students are idiots. Can we agree on this?
Are they mature? Yes.
I know. I'm having
some
fun. I'm being outrageous to prove a point. Any parent of middle schoolers knows what I'm talking about. They're like aliens. We don't even know who they are. Like one minute you're stable, the next moment the world's falling apart. What is happening? They're incapable of truly engaging. Now, some are. I'm being completely ridiculous to prove a point to you. The reality is you still love teaching. You might be doing the right thing in the wrong place is what I'm getting at. And I don't want you to be so fried and so discouraged, because I think those are the two emotions you're facing. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, look, part of it is because of where you are. You're trying to teach middle schoolers foreign language, and all they care about is how many likes they got on their last TikTok post. True or false?
True.
So wait a second, what do we do? I think there's really only two options. Either you begin to change your perspective and go, I'm going to try to get through to the few middle schoolers that are there to learn, and I'm going to really invest in them. I'm not going to put my personal worth on the line because I'm teaching middle schoolers, and I'm going to do this until I can change my location and start teaching high schoolers or college kids or community college students or online people who want to learn a foreign language. I think really the adjustment for you is teaching to people who really are hungry to learn. I think that would change the game. I also think you getting out of a traditional public school environment where you're just overwhelmed by all the crap you have to do that has nothing to do with teaching in the classroom. The reason I'm so confident about this, folks, is I've had this phone call now probably 200 times. This very same phone call, different circumstances, same basic problem. And I'm just going to implore you teachers out there that are in this very similar situation. You're fried and you're discouraged. Just go through the process I just went through with this sweet lady. Do you still love teaching? Maybe you need to change your location, not your profession. We need you. Don't you dare quit. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, continuing to help you get clear so you can get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, and give yourself away. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. For those of you out there who are thinking about, yep, this is the year, I'm making the move, with all the hundreds of thousands of other people that are thinking about it. But yet you're like, oh gosh, I don't know how to get started. The hiring process is awful. I got to submit resumes. I don't hear anything back. It's a lot of work to fill out all these resumes. Well, here's the good news. My friends at ZipRecruiter can help you. They're the number one rated job site in the U.S. because they help you move the ball forward. You're not in the dark with them. Once you fill out a profile at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, they immediately begin matching you, pushing you out there to companies that have jobs that fit your profile, and they'll keep you up to date every time your profile gets viewed or gets a thumbs up by an employer or your contact info is asked for, which, by the way, companies can contact you directly. They keep you up to date. It's super encouraging, but it's also super effective, and it's easy and free. Free. Folks, I'm pitching you on something that's free. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, the better way to find a job. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's get to the phones, 844-747-2577. Chad is with us in Amarillo, Texas. Chad, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Ken.
You bet. What's up?
Well, this guy. I'm a truck driver, and my question for you is I like to gig, you know, I basically sit down and get paid to look out a window in a very simple version of what I do.
Right.
But with me doing, you know, 13,000 plus miles a month, it does get stale at times. And my question is, how do I deal with that to where I'm just like, you know, oh, you know, it's drive, sleep, eat, drive, sleep, eat. And am I confusing the staleness with possible, you know, burnout where I need to take, you know, where I need to be more diligent of, you know, time off that I get?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And I think you can certainly be more diligent with your time off and really, you know, do things that are stimulating for you. But I, you know, I wonder if you enjoy being in the truck and you enjoy that. And by the way, you're not just getting paid to sit and look out a window. You're getting paid to deliver really important stuff on time and safely.
Yeah.
I mean, you, let me tell you something, and you know this. Just go 4 days. If we just magically stopped every truck driver in the United States from doing what they're supposed to do and watch how unhappy everybody gets.
Oh, if you stop the trucks today at 5 p.m. By 8 a.m. tomorrow, majority of the fuel stations will be out of fuel because the majority of fuel transport is done at night.
And that's right. And
let alone your grocery stores who get on average 7 trucks a day.
Yeah.
Between their in-house warehouse and their vendor deliveries.
Right. So what you do is super important. Can we just reframe that now?
Oh, I mean, I grew up around. My grandfather lives doing
so. Here's the deal.
Chemicals.
I wonder if you don't turn that cab of that truck into a learning station. You know, is there something you've always wanted to learn to do? Is there a subject matter that you've always been intrigued by? You know, is there a side hustle that you would eventually like to launch that you could get qualified to do or certainly learn a lot about and using that time in the truck wisely? You know. And stimulate yourself and learn. I mean, I think a person who's learning is growing, and the converse of that is a person who's not learning is not growing, and that means you're dying. And so
right.
I think you've got a unique opportunity to really fire up your soul and use that time as a time of learning and growing. What are your thoughts on that? Is that addressing what you were calling me about?
No, not really. It's just...
Okay.
A lot of people understand, like, we have a 14-hour clock. We can be on duty for 14 hours. And the company I'm with, they want me doing 4,000 miles a week. I told them I'm not doing that much by driving it.
Okay.
I can't do that.
So what's your question for me?
So how do I do it? You know, like I said, it gets stale. How can I address the there's days where it just gets really stale, and then, a day or so after it feels stale, you know, it's like, man, I'm in pretty good shape.
When is it not stale? Describe a day that's not stale.
It starts to get stale after about 5 weeks on the road straight. Like there's certain days where, you know, we have delays and everything, and I can just see those small little delays that, you know, in 3 or 4 days over the course of coming from like the West Coast back to the East Coast, I can see things starting to bunch up, and I know that the end of that week when I'm coming back east, or vice versa, the level of suck goes from about a 2 to about an 8 or a 9.
Right, and what's driving the suck?
It's just everything bunching up.
That's what I'm saying. But no, you got to be more specific. I'm trying to drive you to your answer. The what's driving the suck is you sitting around waiting, not being able to drive and deliver. Am I right? Am I getting that?
That's part of it. The other part is being delayed in the fact that we're not given the correct information by the broker. Traffic delays. We get to the place, and then, oh, this is your appointment time. The product, you know, for whatever reason, may or may not be ready, or they just say, okay, well, you showed up here, and we're behind, and.
Right.
You
okay,
know,
I get
in three,
it. So,
in 3 hours, you know, you've lost a day.
Right. So that's not a stale thing. I appreciate the word you're using, but I think those are problems with the job and things that come with that type of work that are either par for the course or they are the occasional disruption that's not fun. But the question is, are you ready to walk from this? Is this driving you from it?
I mean, I would like to get away from it, but I mean...
What?
With my qualifications, it's just the salary's not going to be there.
Okay. Well, how much are you making right now?
I make 58 cents a mile, and I'm doing anywhere from 26 to 3,200 miles a week.
I can't do that kind of math quickly, so you're going to have to tell me.
It's anywhere from 12 to 1,600, depending on...
A week.
You know, yeah.
Okay, good. So the way this call started, I thought you were trying to ask me, how do I fix the staleness? You can't fix the staleness because this is part of this industry. So if you want to get away from this industry, you got to first identify, well, what is it that I would really enjoy doing? What's the work that I would really enjoy doing? Most of my day, if I spent 6 out of 8 hours or 7 out of 8 hours doing this kind of work and I got paid for it, I'd feel like I was stealing money. Forget your qualifications. What work would you do? I know you've thought about it. You've been in the truck so long, it's routed around in your head a million times. Say it right now. What is it?
Well, there's two things, but one of them's just not going to happen. It's not.
Well, humor me.
Give me the first one
that's realistic.
I would do truck sales because I understand equipment. I understand, you know, a lot
Great.
Of people don't understand when
Great.
It comes to spec in a truck.
Great.
There's 3,000 types of specs.
Okay, listen to me. I can tell you right now, you're already qualified to sell trucks. You told me, well, I can't replace the salary because I'm not qualified. I don't have any experience. Garbage. You've been driving a truck for God knows how many months and years. You know exactly how to sell a truck. So you're qualified for that. And if you need some certifications or some sales courses to kind of burnish your resume a little bit, go for it. Now, what's the unrealistic idea?
Corporate pilot. But I don't have my academic aptitude is not very good. And when you go to those type ratings, if you don't have it, they don't even, it's not even a question. And I've asked guys that I know, I know UPS and FedEx pilots, and I told them, I'm like, hey, if you look up my academic aptitude in the dictionary, it's under definition of suck.
Yeah, I get
it.
I get it. Well, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Could you pass a course to do crop dusting or some kind of flighting like that? That's not so corporate.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
All right, great. So here we go. So you want to sell trucks and make a ton of money and not be on the road all the time. I want you to find out 5 organizations that you know of in your general area that are in truck sales. And I want you to think about all the people you know all these years you've been driving a truck. Do you know anybody that works at those organizations? Call them up and go, hey, I want to make the transition from out of the cab onto the lot. What's it going to take? Get 5 or 6 answers on that. And now you've got yourself a really good average of a path. What's it going to take? Are there any qualifications I can get? I can tell you this, you don't have to go to school for that. You can do this. Start looking into it today. Hey, before I go, remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.